Hi there, Dr. Gary here on the road. We sell dental practices nationwide. Today's topic is attention buyers and sellers of dental practices. The SBA, Small Business Administration, has been extremely, extremely slow in their processing. With dental loans. So we'll talk about that in a minute. As you know, we now have 10 employees. We should be in 22 states very soon. We'll be in over 22 states. And we continue to grow. We've been doing this for 14 years now. I was a dentist for 25. And we're here to help you. And remember, we have two CPA accountants, so not too many brokers have that. 10 employees, including two CPA accountants, which helps us prepare the paperwork, go over discretionary expenses, and so etc. So our phone number is 201-663-0935. You can reach us 363 days a year. We take off Christmas and Easter. Even when we're on vacation, in fact, as you know, we just had that cruise in Australia, and my staff had my phone. They were getting all the phone messages and the text messages. I was handling all the email messages, which on the ship had a great internet. So we don't miss anything. We're on the South Pacific on the other side of the world. We don't miss a beat. So we'll be there for you. We never shut off the phone, never shut off the clock. We're always on it. All right, so remember that, please. Everything you're about to hear is for entertainment purposes. As you might imagine, it's not legal or business advice. Now, if you're thinking about selling to those DSOs, the whole situation is changing with them. Some of the bigger ones have stopped buying small practices, single practices. They only buy the big platform. Some of the others have consolidated, been bought out. Some of them are having trouble with financing, but then we're getting new emerging ones who are interesting to work with that will look at a million, 1.1, 1.2, whereas the big ones have only been looking at 1.8, 9, 2 million and bigger. So some of the smaller ones we are dealing with now, and it's very interesting. So when I deal with the DSO, and I don't work for them, I pick and choose who I think's best for you. They pay my commission. Often, so there's no commission to you. And when you work with us and it's a big DSO deal based on criteria, we will reimburse upon successful closing your legal fees. That's been working out real nice based on certain criteria. So anyway, what's going on with the SBA? I'll tell you what's happening. We have a doctor now trying to sell one of his practices, and he's now been waiting 4 months for a payoff from the SBA. 4 months. Still don't have the information. It's tying up the closing. The buyer's going to leap. The buyer's, I know, has already started looking elsewhere because he figured he was never going to get the information. The seller's upset. So the first rule with sellers, and remember, call us if you want information. And don't forget our website, dentalpracticeguide.com or Nationwide Dental Practice Brokers. First message to sellers, figure out what your SBA loan is if you owe money and get the payoff now. Just get it now and get a per diem because it could take them a long time. It takes the average about 4 to 8 months to sell a dental practice. But as soon as that buyer comes, you know, 45 days or so, that deal's going to go to closing. If it's real estate, maybe 60 to 90 days, but that thing can come up pretty fast. You need the payoffs. So sellers, even if you're not ready to sell your practice, start working on the SBA payoff, right? That's really important. Anyway, today is Saturday. We are working, and it is a cloudy day, rainy day, cold day. It's miserable. But there's the sun above those clouds, so it's a beautiful day up there somewhere. getting back to this SBA, very frustrating, okay? For you as a seller, you may lose the buyer because it's taken so long. And the seller, You've got to get on it early. Start asking for your payoff early. As soon as you even remotely think about selling, before you even contact your broker, your attorney, get the payoff figure. And they'll tell you, well, you're not going to be closing for a while. You don't need it. Just get it and ask for a per diem. Because by the time they get it to you, you may be ready to close. So start on that early. Now, the second thing with SBA, you're far better off getting a standard dental loan from one of the big dental banks than ever going with the SBA. But the SBA does come in handy when you have a situation, whereas you can't get a loan from a conventional bank. You have some bad credit or something. They usually require 10% down. They don't do the 100% the banks do, although that's negotiable sometimes. But they take their time, and then post-closing, they want audited returns, I believe, every year. So they're not that easy to deal with. And I think their rate fluctuates. I don't believe they're on a standard rate. That is a fixed rate. So you have to check that out. But that's, they are there for certain individuals that really need them. And it does come in handy. But you're always better off with a conventional bank. All right? So just remember that. But that is a major problem we're having. The seller may lose the buyer because it's been 4 months and the SBA is not giving him a payoff. All right? All right. So listen, we're going to be having more of these videos. So just hit the subscribe button and you'll be alerted when the next one comes out. I just did like 5 of them last week and then 3 the week before that. So hit the subscribe button and you'll be alerted when we have these. All right? Looking good. Great talking to you. Hope to speak to you soon. And call us if you just want to chat even. We'll be happy to talk to you. Thank you. Bye.